We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
The subject of how this world and everything in it came to be has been heavily debated for many years. There are those who believe that we and everything around us are a product of time and chance over millions and billions of years, the theory of evolution. There are those who, like myself, believe that we and everything around us were created by the all-present, all-knowing, all-powerful God of heaven. Yes, created. Science argues that five elements are necessary in order for anything to exist: time, force, energy, space, and matter. Herbert Spencer, who lived from 1820 to 1903, a British philosopher and a contemporary of Charles Darwin, is given credit for this great scientific find. So let me get this straight. Science tells us that these five things are necessary for anything to exist. Please take your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, time, God, force, created, energy, the heavens, space, and the earth, matter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. My friend, why do people believe that we and everything around us are a product of time and chance over millions and billions of years? The reason? That is what they're taught. They are told over and over again that evolution is the answer to our existence. But my friend, that is not where the evidence lies. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 20 through 23, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things." My friend, take an honest look around you and behold the wonders of creation and know that there is indeed a God in heaven. Just something to think about.